The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
This is the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Good morning. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with Pat Devaney, my husband, fellow realtor.
Good morning, Jackie. How are you feeling? Better than last week?
Much better.
Oh, thank you.
Voice
goodness.
Is coming back.
Oh, God.
Party is over. Over. Do you hear me?
Yes, I do.
I hope you enjoyed yourself. It was like a little mini vacation for you, right?
Yes, dear.
Okay.
How you like that?
All those two words. It took you 25 years
to say
them.
Yeah, I only say it on the radio.
And you only say them on the radio. Don't be fooled, listeners. This doesn't really happen. We're here every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. where we discuss real estate. We have a full-time real estate office with many experienced realtors. We have been assisting, advising, and guiding clients in real estate matters for over 40 years.
During the week, feel free to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or you can give us a call at 570-344-6724. And when you're at jruddy.com, click on the Dunmore Corners live webcam tab. And the weather is always interesting this time of the year around here. And you can see, because we get hits. We get thousands of hits a month on that webcam. It's unbelievable.
Yeah,
really,
but so I don't understand. Like, there's people from other countries. You can tell where they're coming in from. And, like, I don't know why they're looking at the Dunmore Corners.
Well,
I
have it listed in directories, like webcam directories from all over the world. So I guess people want to see what's going on in Pennsylvania.
Wow. Dunmore's popular.
Yep. Dunmore is very popular. Look us up on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube. Remember, to view our listings, search the MLS listings, or listen to archive radio shows by going to jruddy.com. It's mobile friendly, jruddy.com, jruddy.com. For the second week in a row, we have with us Chuck Gaditis. Chuck is the owner of Chuck Gaditis Jr. Blacktapping. Good morning.
Good morning, Jackie. How are you?
Great. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Thanks for coming in 2 weeks in a row. We're talking about blacktapping and what you do. Before we get started in our discussion, can you give me a little bit brief background? Who started the business? How long you're doing it? Where you go? So on and so forth, please.
Okay. Well, my dad started the business actually in 1977. And I've been working with the company ever since. Like my summers, I would get handed a shovel. Everybody else would go swimming and I would go to work. But at least I paid for all my clothes, helped buy my first car. And it felt good. Learn how to take care of myself a little bit.
Learn to trade. And now your sons are helping you.
Now my sons are helping me. Yes. They did their time in the military. Son Chuck is still in. And he's full-time National Guard. He's doing good. And he helps me when he can. And his younger brother, Matthew, is with me full-time.
And he's an Army veteran.
He's also an Army veteran, yeah. 101st Airborne.
Beautiful.
So you were given responsibility at an early age. There's nothing wrong with that. And you grew up in the family business, and now you're running it. And hopefully at some point you'll pass the baton on to your sons. Yes. Yeah, so
you've pretty much seen it all.
I've seen it all.
You've seen it all.
Has it changed over the years? What has changed? Because, like, it's pretty much stayed the same, right? Paving is paving.
It has. Yeah, it has. My knowledge has grown immensely, like, as far as, like, learning how to talk with people and deal with people and stuff. Yeah. And getting to know that, you know, not everybody's a bad person. There's a lot of good people out there. And that helped me with that, too.
So, you know, you do a lot. Your business, you don't do much in terms of advertising or promotional materials. You have an office. You are located in Taylor. But besides that, really, like, you're basically, your business is based on referrals. You do residential. Right. You do commercial services. So you do it all. You do a parking lot in a commercial area, and you'll do a driveway at a home. Mm-hmm.
Small roads.
Small roads.
Tennis courts, anything.
Okay,
like that.
Good. Yeah. So, and you travel pretty much Northeast PA.
Northeast PA, and we've been known to venture outside of it if needs be, yes.
Okay. How does someone pick a contractor who does blacktopping? What are the things that they should focus on?
What they should focus on, okay. Number one I would look for would be reputation. That's number one. You know, look them up and see, talk to people that you usually, with me, it's a referral. I will get at least 75% of my work that way, which is fantastic, because I really don't advertise much because of that. You know, maybe like a pen here and there, or a piece of paper, or something like this paper. And that's all you'll really see with the advertisement. People, what they need to do when they hire a contractor is to watch how they're doing it, to make sure when they get that, they get the right type of signatures on here, permits involved, stuff like that, whatever they need.
And get a written estimate. Not just something that's...
Right. Verbal. At one time was nice.
It's quick, it's fast, but get it in writing. Okay. And licensed
and insured. Yep. And I'm looking at one of your estimates right here, and you have it all spelled out, what the grading is going to cost, the stone, the binder, the top mix. You have it all written out there. So, I mean, there's no gray area. There's no room to wiggle.
Or cut corners.
Yes, right.
Cutting corners will bite you.
I mean, we've all heard horror stories. There's good and bad in every profession. Sure. You know, so I mean, there's a lot of good blacktoppers out there. I mean, mm-hmm. You're not the only game in town. I know that, but we know you. You've done our work both at our office, commercial, our parking lot, and our front area, as well as our private residence and our driveway. You've done remarkable work. We've used you over the years, many, many years. But what we like about you too is that you're on a professional level. You are also recommended. We have a gentleman that we use for our concrete work, our mason work, Tony Marciano, and he recommends you and you recommend him.
Right.
And he's a master in his field, and you are a master in your field. So,
Thank you.
This is important in life that you get the right people, because, you know, how many times does somebody write down that they're going to give X amount? And there's ways to deceive. They're gonna give you X amount of asphalt, but you know, after they pack it down, it really isn't that, as you've pointed out.
Right. I see these fly by night companies too. They got a flashy flyer, you know, and oh, we're gonna do this. Now prices are great, and they do terrible work, but
sometimes ends up costing you more
if you have to rip it out.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Then you got to pay to have it done right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So I guess what you're saying to us is know who you're working with. Get recommendations. I'm sure you have them.
Yeah.
And make sure that you get a written estimate and have it all in writing.
That's very important. It's good for the homeowner as well as the contractor.
What I want to know, I'm going to start asking my questions. You know, I like to ask questions, right, Pat?
Yes, dear.
Do I ask questions?
Oh, yes, she does.
You know, when it gets really hot out.
Mm-hmm.
Those very few and far in between days. Where everybody complains, oh my God, it's so hot, and I love it. Why does it happen where, you know, you're walking along and your heel sinks into, you know, on someone's driveway, your heel of your shoe goes, you're sinking in and you get stuck, or like it gets spongy?
Or, go ahead. I know you got the list.
I have it right here. What happens is the sun
melts
the asphalt.
Okay.
It brings the tar to the surface again. What I've noticed, it seems like it takes a good year for it to cure. And then after that, you still have tar. You're always going to have tar in the asphalt. So when it gets real hot out and humid and things like that, it's going to come to the surface. So a lot of times you go down the highway, you used to hear chick as you're going down the highway with the tar when your tire is hitting it and stuff like that. It's just warming up. That's it. You got to be careful, though, when that does happen. It gets hot and humid for a long period of time. If you keep parking in the same spot, you can develop like a rut.
Yes.
Yes.
Especially if you turn your wheel, it will scuff it right up.
So it's not necessarily indicative of a job that was incorrectly
correct
performed, but it's the heat. It's the sun. It's the hot.
Heat.
All right. So when you pave a driveway, it has to cure... set up, dry, whatever you want to say, for how long?
Before you can go on it?
Yeah.
I'd say before you could actually drive on it, I'd give it at least 3 to 4 days. You can walk on it within a couple of hours, as long as you're not wearing high heels or anything.
And then
you
sink into it.
Yeah, then you will sink into it.
Yeah, but like things are done, you know, years ago, and I'm still sinking some places. Like I'll go to
On a hot day.
Yeah, in a parking lot.
That tar gets hot and it softens up a little bit.
But it doesn't do it now, and it won't do it in the spring, and it won't do it in the fall. It only like really does it when it's like 80 plus.
Yeah. Okay. What else? What else will cause ruts, divots, holes on a hot summer day, other than my high heel shoes? Like
Harley Davidson.
Harley Davidsons are known to do that. Yes.
But it's
Kawasaki's pretty good.
Yeah, but it's not the Harley. It's the
weight of the bike and the kickstands.
The kickstand. Okay. The kickstand. We had a house and there was a guy. He had a motorcycle. I swear to God, there's 10 spots where it's all pushed down. Finally, we put a piece of wood underneath there to eliminate that. And I'm sure his bike fell over once or twice. So that's usually a good motivator to
do something different.
Do something.
You'll learn in a hurry. Yeah. Lawn chairs will even do it.
Lawn chairs?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
Especially if there's, sitting in the same spot for a long period of time. Yeah. Like, cast iron or wrought iron? Tables and chairs that they would have.
Yes,
they would definitely.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. That's right. All that when they get some big butts sitting in those chairs, it'll kind of
that adds to it. Yeah.
Oh my God, I don't even know what to say to that. Okay, I was going somewhere with my thoughts. You totally derailed me.
True.
Okay. So, Chuck, what causes the tire marks? Not so much the indentation, but, you know, do you ever see, like, the actual tire marks that look like they're, like, printed on a driveway?
Well, sitting in the same area for a long period of time. They'll do that.
Okay.
Yeah, we have a... Yeah, go ahead.
And also, it all goes, like, being warm, of course. I always go back to that. Another thing would be sitting in one spot and turning your steering wheel and digging it right up. Yeah, that'll do that, yeah. The heat. Goes back to that. And the newer the asphalt, the more it's going to happen. So you just got to be careful. Like I try to tell people to please just be careful. You know, baby it for the first year at least, going in and out, especially when it gets hot out, because it will.
It'll dig it up.
It'll dig it right up, yeah.
And how soon after you pave, you have a new, brand new driveway, blacktop, are you to seal it? How long after that?
I would at least wait 6 months to a year. You know, it won't hurt if you even waited longer. If you if you pave it in May, give it to either September of that year or the following spring, and that should be fine. Actually.
Yeah, because the whole idea is to preserve it.
Yeah, fill in the air holes, because when you pave, you're always going to have little air holes in between the material. Meaning, like, between the rock and stuff. If you look at it, you'll see where there's, like, little holes.
Pinholes, yeah.
Pinholes. Sealer fills it all in. Makes it nice and smooth. You know, two coats on it, and then you'd be good. Anything after that, just one coat. 3 or 4 years down the road. But don't do it every year. That's for sure.
All right. So you were going to ask about potholes, because I think potholes. That ties right in.
Okay.
With
this time of year, beautifully.
Yes. Like, you're driving down the road one day, and it's fine. There's no problem.
The road is smooth. Yeah, the road is wonderful.
And then the next day, I mean, it's like a crater opens up in front of you, and you're like, whoa, where did that come from? Like, how does that happen?
Actually, it could happen a couple different ways. One way is actually they dug into the road and didn't fill it in correctly, because sometimes you will have a gas leak or a water leak or something like that. And then a lot of times happens after a brand new paved road. Seems like the vibratory on the rollers tends to loosen up the water lines or something. You know, that's what I've been told anyway. So that could happen there. That's why you might see like a couple of days later, you'll see, oh my God, they just paved this road and there's holes in it already. Without not talking potholes, just talking like a cut.
Right.
Sometimes that will happen, like especially if it's an old line. And that's why you see a lot of them changing all these lines now. It's all getting done finally.
Oh, so the jackhammers and everything, all the vibration might...
The vibration from the big rollers, actually, yeah.
Loosens up the pipe underneath, and then they got to go back and rip up the brand new...
They go back and rip it up.
So what causes the potholes this time of the year?
Like, this time of the year, it's basically freeze and thaw. Water gets into a little hole.
Gets into those little holes.
Freezes, water. It expands, and...
Ba-boom.
Bigger and bigger and bigger each time it thaws and freezes. And freezes and thaws constantly. Just this time of year, you can't help it. It's going to happen.
Okay, so when they, I see them all the time. The PennDOT, when they're out there this time of the year filling it, what are they filling it with, and how long do,
and are they doing it correctly?
No, they're throwing coal patch in there.
Well, this, yeah, coal patch, yeah.
And what does that do? Just it's a temporary? It's a
temporary fix. Just to get you through the winter. And
so you don't lose your front end?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But they do it. I see it on Greenwich Street. They did it. And they got to do it every week. They got to hit it again because the hole goes down.
I hit that one.
Oh, I hit that one all the time.
Ugh. Well, that goes back to the freeze and thaw again.
Freeze and thaw,
yeah.
And it gets into the coal patch and it just breaks it up.
And it takes time after they would dig a hole for that dirt to settle. I mean, they make things where you can compact it now for every, they put them in lifts, let's say, like every 6 inches, 8 inches, whatever, and then they will compact it and bring it up. But sometimes it's still going to settle. There's all different things.
It's always something.
No matter what.
Yes, well, there are plenty of potholes to try to avoid, but you can't avoid them all. And our poor cars, what they endure at this time of year, right?
Our poor cars, yes. And trucks. And
vehicles. I should say vehicles.
Small dogs. They can fall into holes pretty good, too.
Okay. With us today is Chuck Gaditis, owner of Chuck Gaditis Jr. Blacktopping. Can I have your contact information, please?
You sure could. My name is Chuck Gaditis Jr. Blacktopping. That is the name of the company. We serve the Scranton, Pennsylvania area, and we've known to go outside of the area. Also, my office phone is area code 570-343-4232. Thank you.
Thank you. Pat, would you like to review a listing?
Yes. We have a commercial property at 1506 North Main Avenue in Scranton for only $99,000. This two-story building has two retail spaces, an office, two storage areas, as well as basement storage. The second floor has a two-bedroom apartment, and in the rear, there's a 10x12 storage shed. The building also has an updated roof, updated plumbing and electric, and newer siding. That's a commercial building with a two-bedroom apartment at 1506 North Main Avenue in Scranton for only $99,000, and that's listed by Stephanie Silvestri of our office.
Thank you, Pat. I have the Greater Scranton Board of Realtors multi-list statistics year-to-date so far this year. Single-family homes, what are the price ranges that are moving? Price range $30,000 to $40,000 is up 150% from last year. The $90,000 to $100,000 price range is also up 100%. The $140,000 to $160,000 price range is up 150%. And the $250,000 to $300,000 price range is up 140%. And that's for the single family homes. Now the multifamily dwellings, price ranges that have seen the significant shift. The $40,000 to the $70,000 price range is up 100%. And the $120,000 to $140,000 price range is up 200%, and the $30,000 to $40,000 price range is up 150%. Stay with us. We'll be back in a few moments with more of the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker.
How smart is a Century 21 agent? They have more brain power than a barrel full of Einsteins and the gentle wisdom of a monk. They know your city, your neighborhood, and they might even know your mom, so watch your language. They can simplify, multiply, and leap tall mountains of paperwork in a single bound. Plus, they know where to find the best cup of joe. This is who they are. This is what they do. Century 21 agents. Smarter, bolder, faster. Each office is independently owned and operated.
Hi, this is Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Is real estate on your mind? It's on ours 24/7. Whether you're buying, selling, investing, or in need of an appraisal, you have questions, we have answers.
Thinking of buying or selling a house and have questions? Tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable hosted by locally owned and operated Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on Saturday mornings at 11 and Sunday mornings at 11:30.
Call 570-344-6724. Or visit jready.com. That's JRUDDY.com.
Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with my husband, fellow realtor, Pat Devaney.
How are you doing today?
Great. How are you?
Are you better than?
I am much better.
You're not 100%.
I'm not 100%, but I am doing very good, and I know you're just so thrilled that I can speak again.
Huh. Yeah, thrilled is the word.
I wish I had my drums here.
Hi, Chuck. Chuck Kadaitis, owner of Chuck Kadaitis Jr. Blacktopping. How are you?
I'm good, Jackie. How you doing?
Great. Thank you for coming in with us because you are living proof that miracles do happen. I do need to see that from time to time. You know, we get down on life some days. And seriously, though, I mean, we have been working on you.
We've been trying to get you here for years.
Years.
It's been a while.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
it has.
We wore you down.
We finally wore you down. Persistence and perseverance is my
right?
My father used to say that to me. And yes, we never gave up on you.
Yes.
Yes.
And you've been fast and true.
Uh-huh.
And you've been doing blacktopping for 41 years.
Is that how long it is?
Yes, 1977. Wow. I did a little quick math, right?
Yeah, very good.
So you grew up in the business. It was your dad's business. He handed it to you. Your two guys are involved, and you do good work. We know your work. We're familiar with it, very familiar. You've done our work at our office commercially and then as well as our home, our residence, and we are thrilled with your work. We love it.
Thank you.
And his sons, one is an Army veteran, Ranger, and the other one is active.
Yes, he is active.
And they both work with you. And they do work. Your son came over and actually did my seal coating a year or two ago, and he did a beautiful job. He came over and took his
Thank
time.
Thank you. Matthew, yes. Yeah, his brother Chuck is still in the military, but he's full-time National Guard. But when he has time, he comes over and he helps me out whenever he could, especially with engine work and stuff like that. Something needs to be fixed.
Beautiful.
So a lot of people choose to use blacktop for their driveways in Northeast PA. It's durable. It's more economical than concrete. I mean, concrete's beautiful, but asphalt is it's pliable, makes it more forgiving than concrete. Mm-hmm. And you just have to maintain it. And there's ways to maintain it, but you can overdo it too, which is what we've talked about on the first show and the second show.
Right.
You can't seal it every year. You shouldn't seal it every year.
Not recommended. No.
Not recommended. Okay. We talked about spider cracks. There's also something called an alligator crack.
An alligator crack.
What is an alligator crack?
Alligator crack is if you look at the asphalt in your driveway parking lot and it starts to look like the back of an alligator, like real like checked.
Yes.
Like little squares type thing.
What do you do with that?
Well, I would recommend to rip it out, saw cut it out, take that area out, and then put a patch in or redo your whole driveway after that.
Well, to redo your whole driveway, you have to come in and rip out. It could be that's expensive. Okay, so you don't have that in your budget. You can cut out.
You can cut the area out, and you put in modified stone, just like you would if you're ripping out a driveway. Put in 4 inches to 6 inches of modified stone, okay? And then you would put 3.5 inches of the binder, and then bring that up to the old level of your driveway. And then repave over everything.
And so it doesn't look like a mattress print quilt. It will look a nice new, not brand new, but it'll look nicer than it did.
It will actually, it would look nice, real nice. And you could put an overlay on top of the other side of the driveway. So actually you can go over the part that's still good and it will be all one color. And you will not see that crack there or the part that was patched in. You
look like a whole brand
new. It'll blend right in.
And it'll look like a whole brand new driveway.
I like that.
Yep.
Well, you know, not everybody, we've seen some things, in real estate when we go to properties, sometimes it does look like a mattress quilt.
Yeah, some people don't take as good a care of things as I would, or sometimes a homeowner's solution to a problem is not so good.
Sometimes, yeah.
Okay, so the edges. Why do I see cracks on the edges more than any other area?
Well, that's usually your weakest point. If you tend to drive over your edge, it will crack. It will separate from the rest of your pavement. That's just given because there's nothing supporting the back end of it. Like, say, where the grass and everything would be, sometimes you'll have a drop-off there. If you drive over that, it's just going to eventually wear it down and crack.
Uh-huh. And crumble.
Crumble up, yeah. You see that in a lot of driveways that have...
So stay away from the edges is common sense.
Right. Yeah, either I would try to make it that your driveway is a little bit wider, so that way you won't go over it.
Yeah, sometimes, if a house sits back, usually in a country setting, I notice sometimes the driveways will get a little bit more narrow because maybe they don't want to go as wide.
They just want to have one car width all the way up.
Right. But actually, the edges are going to suffer in a situation like that.
They could, yeah. I mean, especially in this area, with the weather we have, when it gets wintertime, you're going to forget where the edge is because you can't see it. And you will go over it. Yeah, and it will crack eventually. It will crack in time.
Okay.
Do you suggest using blacktop for sidewalks? I see some places that it works and some places that it doesn't work so good. What do you think?
You can use it for sidewalks. Just, I would recommend if you're going to do it, I would say rip it out and do it right.
That's what I think I see is mostly the problem. It looks like a looks like little hills, and if you go it's all cockeyed. And
that's, you go over to concrete or flagstone, slate, whatever word you choose to use, it'll crack up, and you'll see it. Actually, it looks like the outline of the sidewalk that's underneath it. Like where the slate would stop, you would see a crack, and then every another 24 inches, another crack going across. So, yeah, I'd recommend to rip it out.
Rip it out and do it all over. Do it right.
And it all depends on how much money these people want to spend. That's true, too. But I recommend not doing it that way. To get it correct and do it right the first time, rip it out. And stone binder on top.
So asphalt blacktop cracks. No matter whether you're driving on it or not, it just naturally cracks in areas. You don't recommend seal coating every single year.
Right.
But do you recommend sealing the cracks when you find them, or yearly?
Sure. Sure. That'd be actually to keep up on the maintenance. It'd be good. Less water in it, the better, especially when the weather changes. It will crack again in the same spot. Probably halfway through the winter, if we have like a heavy frost, let's say, it'll separate. And then just next spring, just fill it in again. Just keep
so
up.
So stay
it.
On the cracks.
Stay on it. Yeah, stay on it.
And, yeah. You know, I mean, obviously, you want to get the longest life out of something.
There's two different types. They have like a cold type material you could buy at the big box stores. And then they have the hot stuff that we would heat up and you would apply it with a squeegee type thing. And that seems to work better.
That's better. That's I was just going to ask you. You read my mind because I wanted to know which was better.
Yeah, hot is much better.
Because I got a crack that's open in my driveway. You did my driveway and there was a problem area. And straight across, there's a crack there again. So I should get out there now or should I wait until the weather gets a little warmer?
Wait till it breaks.
Wait till it breaks? Yeah. Wait till...
If we get a few days, like in the 40s, 50s.
60s?
Okay. Even? 60s, yeah, 70s, 80s,
there,
yeah.
Yeah, get out there with the... Okay.
Yeah, I mean, there's two different types you could use. Actually, there's quite a bit of different things you could use. At one time, we used to just use regular tar. But what would happen in the summertime, it would
get soft.
Yes. Yes, it does. It gets soft, and that's not what you want because things will happen then.
Yeah.
You walk on it, you'll take it in the house, and you'll get all kinds of...
Then I would get yelled at.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to get yelled at.
You just say the dog did it.
Yeah, I will.
Yeah.
Except the dog wears a size 11 and a half.
That's a slight stretch.
Yes. Yeah. But I've gone to the big box stores, and in the past, I've bought stuff. It actually says crack seal.
Yeah.
That's the stuff. All right. So that's what I'm going to do.
It'll work.
Okay. Got to stay on top of it.
Chuck Goditis, owner of Chuck Goditis Jr. Blacktopping, your contact information, please.
Oh, thank you, Jackie. Name of the company is Chuck Goditis Jr. Blacktopping. We serve Northeast Pennsylvania, Northeast Scranton area. We serve outside of the area, too, if needs be. Contact number would be area code 570-343-4232. Thank you.
Thanks, Chuck, for 2 weeks of excellent blacktopping discussion. We appreciated your time.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Loved to hear especially about macadam.
Who's he?
Pat.
Yes.
Review a listing, please.
Yes, I do. I have one right here. Okay. We have a gorgeous 4-bedroom, 2-bath home at 2015 Prospect Avenue in Scranton for $215,000.
It is a beauty.
This home is gorgeous. This beautiful home also has a great in-ground swimming pool and a two-car garage. Taxes are reasonable, and this home has been updated throughout. This home has original woodwork, hardwood floors, a magnificent kitchen, beautiful views, new lighting, a new security system. This home really has to be seen to be believed. That's a gorgeous 4-bedroom, 2-bath home with an in-ground pool and a 2-car garage located at 2015 Prospect Avenue in Scranton for $215,000 And that's listed by Kristen Barone of our office.
Thank you, Pat. Remember to tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. to listen to more of the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker.